You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. First episode of the new year, and you're here with me. For that, I am so grateful. This episode's dropping a little later than I wanted. I wanted it to drop on, you know, the Wednesday or the Thursday, but that is okay. The beginning of the year has been kind of like slow, but productive, but slow. And I think that that's a common theme for a lot of people. It's included like a lot of rest and catching up after the holidays. And my body just, yeah, has felt like it's needed rest. So I've given it that this week, but we're getting this podcast out. I'm so excited for what's coming for this podcast in the new year. 2024 is full of magic. You know, 2023 was a hard year. And it wasn't great. It definitely wasn't my best year. And I've heard that kind of feedback from a few people who are in my, you know, close circle and around me. And, you know, for me, 2023 was full of like hard work, hard choices, hard lessons. It was cup filling because the time that I did spend, you know, doing things once I moved was with my family, my niece and my nephew, my sister and my closest friends who are like family to me. And that I love so much. But aside from that, it was really hard. I battled a lot of anxiety. It was really hard to move, end a relationship like I did and get to where I am. But I knew deep down that I had to do it. I knew that I had to get moved because the lifestyle that I was living in Kelowna was not getting me to where I want to be and where I can be. It was truly holding me back. I was partying a lot, you know, doing more than just booze, more than just drinking. And I'm going to do a whole episode on that because it's now been officially over a year since I've touched any drugs aside from weed and microdosing mushrooms. And that was huge for me. And you'll learn more about that in the episode I do about that. But that's huge for me. So moving to Calgary truly did allow me to change my lifestyle and finally do the things that I said I'm going to do for years and years, it feels like. So I'm welcoming 2024 with big open arms. It's going to be full of so much magic, so much success, so much learning, so much abundance, and so much love. And I'm truly ready for that and excited for that because I know I made sacrifices in order to get to where I am at now. And it's time for those sacrifices to really pay off. My health is coming first in 2024. Starting the year off, I'm not drinking any alcohol in January this month. And I would like to quit even smoking weed if I can, which I can. I am going to do that. The booze is coming first. And then by the end of the month, there will be no more smoking weed. And I quit vaping kind of late in 2023. So that is really exciting for me. So I just feel good all around, prioritizing me, prioritizing my health, and prioritizing things like this podcast, creating content, and coaching, because those are the things that truly, truly light me up. So let's get into this episode. Happy New Year. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the podcast. New Year, new brand. But it is just the original branding. A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life is what I originally named and branded this podcast. And it originated from, obviously, Poor Girl. I don't know if you've ever listened to the very first episode of this podcast, but I come from very humble, aka poor beginnings. So the first episode kind of really touches on that, and I will do another one on that soon because we are doing the rebrand back to that and just going back to my roots of why I created this podcast in the first place, which is because at the end of the day, I have no fucking idea how I went, like came from my beginnings and got to where I have been and currently am today. And what I mean by that is I grew up very poor. You know, I'm talking like we had one vehicle, it was not reliable. There was six kids in my family. We lived in a house that, you know, had no indoor toilet. We had one bathtub, no showers, just the one bathroom. There was like two, kind of three bedrooms for everybody. I could go on, but you can go back to the first episode if you really want to get, you know, into the details of that. But a really, like I say that, but I had a good childhood. From what I knew of it, it was a good childhood. You know, we had a lot of freedom to play and be outside, and my mom fed us really healthily, you know, the garden vegetables, and it was just different. It was different times back then than it is for kids today. And I know that if any kids were growing up, probably how I did now, I don't know. I don't think it would like last long before child services were called. And you know, I will dive more into my childhood and what my perspective on it is now versus what it has been. I've had a lot of like perspective moments now that I'm in my 30s of like imagining my parents at my age and how old like us kids were then, and trying to like get into the minds of them in those moments. It's kind of crazy, and it's hard to explain, and that's not the topic of this podcast, but anyways, that so the poor girl stems from that. You know, I still have a mother who mentally is very poor mental health, very poor money mindset. Very poor kind of life mindset in general, and really kind of overlooks the things that she has in her life to be grateful for. And we are, you know, moving forward in the podcast, I am going to open up a lot more about that because in the last year, especially, I've dove into a lot of my relationship with my mother and how that's impacted me and who that's, you know, helped me turn into and how it impacts my siblings and stuff. So there's been a lot to that. But so yeah, so that's like the poor girl and how I somehow, you know, life really did work out for me to help me go from that. And I always had this work ethic. Like, I got my first job when I was 14 years old because we lived out in the country. We had that one unreliable vehicle. Like, in the winter, we weren't going anywhere. So, working for me wasn't really an option. But then, when my parents divorced and my dad moved to Edson, I would go there for the summer and I would get a job. My first job was at Smitty's. And, yeah, and I think one of the grocery stores was one of my first jobs. So I got these jobs because I had this work ethic. I wanted to work. I wanted to be able to, like, you know, whatever I had to do. A lot of times I had to pay people gas money to drive me home after a party to my mom's because we lived like 15 minutes out of town or whatever I needed the money for. Eventually bought my first car, you know, it's a hot pink Sunfire. And I had this work ethic. I wanted money and my parents weren't giving me money. So that wasn't an option. I'm definitely not the kind of girl who has had everything handed to her on a silver platter. I am much the opposite. So anyways, I got a strong work ethic young, and I did. I moved out at 16. I lived on my own. I went to high school and I worked multiple jobs and I still had so much fun. I don't know how I did that, but I did. School was never really my forte. It wasn't my favorite thing to be learning. And now I understand that as a creative, like, just I don't like to be learning about things that I don't really care about. But put me in a course or in, you know, a retreat or something, or listening to a podcast or a book where I am like vibing with it, and I want to spend my entire day there. When I'm actually interested in what it is that I'm learning, then I want to be there and I am present and I want to show up. In school, it was like we had to be there, but I didn't give a shit about social studies, and I'm not very good at math, and it's just not where my head was at back then. Now I am like a sponge when it comes to soaking up new information or courses about what it is that I love, which is my digital business, my podcasting, just taking in other people's information, you know, I am alone a lot, but I'm always consuming something, whether it's a book or a podcast or whatever. I love to be learning from people, which is a perfect segue into the whole rich life part, because I have learned that being rich is so much more than monetary value. And that's where this comes from in my branding. It is, you know, living rich. Rich means abundance. It means, you know, your health. Health is wealth. You know, rich in love, rich in information, rich in, you know, the little moments that mean the most to you, rich in good, strong friendships and family relationships, you know, rich as we can be in those things. And I very much want to live a rich life like that. And that's what I'm here to share with you, because I am not obviously the richest person in the world, but I have had times as an entrepreneur where I was very wealthy. I was making, you know, as much money as I used to make an entire year salary in a month. And I've had everywhere in between. But what I do know is I've gone from having zero kind of money smarts, or, you know, like I said, coming from a very like poor background in so many ways, and somehow finding the work ethic and learning to grow and, you know, having the guts to say yes to opportunities that came across that no one thought would work out. You know, when I was working in the oil field, that was my career as an administrative assistant. I made 60 grand a year before tax. So it was probably about 40 grand a year after taxes were done. And, you know, I thought I was doing really well then. I bought a house when I was 19 years old, and I put money into it, and I renovated it, and I did all the things with it. So I felt really successful. And then I got into the world of online marketing, because when I was an administrative assistant in the oil field, I at first thought I was going to be doing that for the rest of my life. I loved it. I was so happy to be there. I was so happy for my 21 bucks an hour or whatever it was. And I was content. But as that time went on, and as I got laid off, there was a bit of a recession at one point, and I got laid off from my job after like 5 years working for them. And I was crushed. My whole world turned upside down. I could not find a job that would pay me that much money again. Again, we were in a recession. I had to accept an admin job working the same amount of hours for half as much money. So I was now making 30 grand a year. So then I picked up a waitressing job on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, actually, to make the tips. And that's how I was able to get by. And it was really, really hard for me. I remember being really depressed and feeling like I was never going to get out of that. And I moved through that, and I ended up getting a job back in oil and gas for another company, and they actually matched my salary that my previous employer had been paying me. So, you know, I did have to move through the hard parts of like taking a job that was paying me half as much money for just as much time being put in. And my ego was really hurt, you know, my whole life I thought I would be working for that company as admin or some position with them for the rest of my life. That's what I truly believed. And so when that was taken away from me, I realized how insecure it can be when you're an employee and you're in the workforce like that. You just like never know what could happen. And then I met a guy, and he also worked in oil and gas away from home in a camp job. We fell in love, the whole thing, and he saw a Facebook ad, and he joined this online, this was right when Facebook ads started, and this online opportunity, and at the same time, I was trying this MLM opportunity called Isagenics, and we were both trying to like get this side hustle going so we could eventually get out of oil and gas, but it was more so his goal than mine. He wanted to be home. He hated being away in camp for half his time, which makes so much sense, and to so many people, right? So many men and women who do go work in camp jobs, and you have to be away from your family for so much time. It just sucks. Anyways, he ended up quitting his job from it, and we realized that we were onto something, and one thing led to another. I jumped in on the same opportunity. In under 6 months, I left my corporate job and had replaced my income, and we went on to scale our businesses online to huge numbers and rising to the top of the company and doing incredible shit and traveling all over the world. And, you know, again, that was something that I never thought was going to change. We are living the high life. But here's the thing about change is that the one constant in life is change. It's going to be changing. Nothing ever stays the same. And that's why it's so important to be present in your life and showing up and in the moment, because when you're thinking about the past, when you're thinking about the future, you're not present in the present moment. And before you know it, the present moment can be totally different in so many ways. So it's just something I want you to hold in the forefront of your mind, okay? Anyways, that was a really long story to how, you know, I got led into the branding of my podcast, because it was through starting my online business that I got introduced into personal development. And it was through that that I realized how much I was capable of and how I didn't have to succumb to the status quo of making, you know, $40,000 take home after taxes, which to me now, the thought of making $40,000 in an entire year working 40 plus hours a week, I don't know how anyone can survive off that. I couldn't survive off that. Now my money meter, whatever you want to call it, has gone up, you know, because that's what's happened. Like back, that's what happens. When I made 60 grand a year, that was a lot to me in that time. And I learned to live within those means. And I still lived a really good life. I owned my property. I had a vehicle, you know, I had, you know, I went on the occasional trip here and there, whatever. But then when I got into the digital space and I learned how to make money online through different avenues, and I learned that there really is no cap, that is up to me and how I show up and what problems that I solve and how I help others, that I can decide on what my cap is for making money in a year. And when I realized that there really was no cap and that it is truly so abundant, and when I read books about, you know, building a better money mindset. And, you know, one of the books that stands out is You're a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. That was one of the first ones I ever read. Such a great book. And then obviously Happy Pocketful of Money changed my outlook on money. And so now it's kind of crazy how rich I truly feel, because just going through everything that I did in terms of making these big scary leaps into the unknown and doing things like quitting my corporate job and you know, having low months and then having huge months and learning the ins and outs of business and taxes and having surprise costs and surprise influxes of money come in, and just learning how to be so much more self-reliant, because I know that I have the power to create money when I need. And that sounds a little crazy, I'm sure, but it's not. It is not crazy. I truly believe that there are a million ways to make $1 million. And when you see and you look around yourself at how much money is available out there to so many people, it comes down to, like, if they can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can have $10,000 a month consistently, sometimes I don't even know how the fuck, but through just all the different income streams that I have created for myself, it's just, now it's just where my money meter is set. You know what I mean? And that's something that has come with consistently showing up, consistently learning, consistently trying new things, consistently like going against the status quo. Because let me tell you, when I started my online business and I was quitting my job, everybody thought I was crazy. And I honestly lost a lot of my friendships. They have come back to me since, but a lot of people just really didn't understand what the fuck it was that I was doing. And you want to know something big too that I kind of learned, not this recent Christmas, but the one before. You know, that would have been our second Christmas after losing my big brother. And I learned that Christmas that my big brother never understood what it was that my ex and I did. And still, like, he didn't understand how I made money online, and it kind of like confused him. And he never reached out and asked me any questions about it. But inside, he, like, you know, he he deep down didn't understand it and he wanted to know about it, but he didn't talk to me about it. And I learned that from like my oldest brother's and his wife kind of told me that, you know, and that made me really sad because it was like, well, why didn't he just ask me about it? And I feel like there's so many of you out there who, you know, you consume somebody's content or you see something a lot or something has come to your mind a lot and you never act on it. You never ask about it. You never move forward with it, or you think you're going to and you never follow through on something. And it's just saying yes to things and jumping in, even though I'm afraid and leaning into what I fear alone has changed my life in so many ways. And I think back to all these years. So I quit my corporate job in 2017 and all the years since then of just huge lesson, huge growth as a person, tons of relationships that I've built and lost and tons of money and tons of losses and such big lessons. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world because I know it's all part of this much bigger plan. And I have built these platforms to where I can share. And anyways, to really loop this back into the rebrand, it's just, I wanted to go back to my roots because that is what it's all about. And that is truly what I want to be talking to you about, is how. And right when I said that, I looked down and I was at 11:11. If you know, you know. That is what I want to be sharing with you, because that is the transformation that I am always moving through myself, is like living a better and richer life for myself, becoming the best version of myself. Because if we're not working on that, then everything that we're working on won't become the best version of itself. You know, it's like that quote, how you do anything is how you do everything. You want to show up in what you're doing like it fucking matters. And it does matter. And that's why I'm showing up with this. We are moving into 2024 with magic. 2023 was kind of meh. And it's funny because I have multiple friends and people in my life who have said the exact same thing, that 2023 was meh, sucked. There were great things for me that happened in 2023 that I'm very happy about, but there was a lot of hard things and there was a lot of hard decisions and there was a lot of anxiety. There was a lot of tears. There was a lot of frustration. Oh my fucking God. I'm happy to say goodbye to 2023. I'm still grateful for all the good that happened, but just every year is not going to be the best year. And I've had some incredible years. And I know that 2024 is going to be another incredible year. And I hope it is for you too. And just if you're here listening to this with me, then chances are that you're on the right track to have a really powerful, magical 2024. And that's what I think it is going to be for so many people. So I want you to take from this episode, like, how are you going to show up for yourself in 2024 so that you can have a richer life? And that's richer in all areas. Remember, richer mentally, richer in your health, richer in your relationships. You know, how can we get richer in all these things? And then money, monetary richness will be the byproduct of you showing up for yourself and, you know, creating richness in your life in all these other areas. Money will become the byproduct of that. So richness in, you know, what you're learning. There are so many things that we can do in a day that we probably put to the side that really help us lead a richer life in every way. And so I want to be the podcast that you can turn to when you steer off track of that, you know, when you kind of lose yourself, because we all do that. We all get lost in stress, in family, in relationships, especially, and we need to come back to ourselves. And when we are able to stay grounded and come back to ourselves and kind of live in a more stoic way, which means like calm, neutral, not reactive to things, it just makes life so much easier to maneuver through. So yeah, that's long story short on the rebrand. I'm excited to be moving into 2024 and just sticking to this brand. That being said, 3040 is still a brand that I'm passionate about, but 3040 originated in me creating a media company. So 3040 Media is my coaching company that is targeted at entrepreneurs in their 30s and 40s who are struggling with, getting their businesses on the digital end of things, meaning like email marketing, obviously social media, the Instagrams, you know, setting up things like freebies, setting up an email list and getting those things to your audience. Maybe you want to do some type of like webinar, things like that. Maybe you want to start your own podcast and you have no fucking clue where to start. And when you Google it, there's too much information out there for you to even figure out where to get started. And it's just really hard to navigate. And one thing that I've learned through my years in this space is that simplicity is everything. I have been a coach in this space since 2016, and I have done a lot of hand-holding, and it has honestly led me to burnout. And that's what happens. Like the things, like once I know them, like now that I have a podcast and I know how to set it up, it seems simple to me. Or little things with Instagram, maybe putting music on Instagram story to me seems like a no-brainer and anyone should know how to do that. But the truth is that you don't. There are a lot of you who don't know how to do those things because there's nothing that tells you how to and you barely go on your Instagram. So the thought of learning how to do all those things is completely overwhelming because there is such an abundance of information and coaches and free content and courses and everything out there for you to learn when you Google it. So I want everything to be in one happy little simple place for you to go. And that's to me because I understand that. And I want to help you out if you feel like you are just overstimulated with all the information and all the different things out there and you just don't know what way to go. In, you know, in 3040 Media, we focus on just the simple things and getting you up and moving as quickly as possible. You don't need to know 5 different email platforms. You just need to know one. You know what I mean? You don't need to know how to do the most fancy reels in Instagram, but you do know how to create reels and why they need to be to a trending audio and different things that you can do to help them build reach. Because honestly, I don't think that there's ever been an easier time. Well, I mean, pre-algorithm, it was easier to build a following on Instagram, but post-algorithm, there has been no time better or easier than now to build a following through social media. And I say that because of TikTok and how quickly people are able to build a following from that. But also on Instagram now, things have changed. If you start, and I'm talking build a, from a brand new, you're starting a brand new account, you're super niche specific, and you're creating consistent content, not like a lot of people think and say that you need to be posting up to 3 times a day to really grow. I don't believe that that is true anymore. I believe that is 3 to 7 times a week at least, but at least 4 reels. So let's say you're doing 7 posts in a week, 4 of those should be reels, but it was 3 to 5 times, 3 to 7, at minimal 3 times. And if you're doing a minimum of 3 times a week, then it should be reels. And it needs to be intentional. You're not just throwing a reel together to any random song. It's like a reel that you have chosen, a viral audio that has the right amount of uses for you and your new account to really get some traction. And I teach all about that in my course, Simply Passive, which you can learn more about in the bio. And I talk about it a lot on my Instagram as well. And I also have an 8-week coaching program, depending on when you're listening to this new episode, that is launching mid-January, probably around January 22nd, where I will be moving through that course with all of my students that are in it, and holding them accountable, making sure that you're implementing everything that you're learning. And it's going to include live coaching calls and live Q&A calls, everything in the course, lifetime access, the templates, and a private Facebook group. And then above and beyond that, we'll be doing a lot of like fun giveaways and things for people to do one-on-one calls with me, etc. This is the place to start if you have no freaking clue how or where to start with getting yourself, your business, your brand, or even just your idea out of your head and into the digital space so that you can like grow and scale it. It doesn't need to be hard, you know? Obviously, simple is better, but simple isn't always easy. It's still going to be challenging. That's why I'm running the 8-week coaching program. But honestly, the way that these lessons are laid out They're short, they're videos, and they are laid out in a way that you can go and implement them like right in the moment. And that is one thing that I find when it comes to learning through digital courses or anything. Same thing if you're going to school, I would assume. Like, you don't want to just take in all the information, never take any notes down and study, you know, and at the end of the month, you're trying to study everything that you learned in the month and apply it and write that test. No, you should be kind of implementing as you go. So the information that you're learning is kind of getting ingrained in your mind. And it is really that way with learning what you need to learn to get yourself online when it comes to learning things about social media. It's not hard, okay? But I know it's not easy for, like, I know it's not easy for you, like it's easy for me. When I think about creating an Instagram reel, it's pretty fucking easy to me in my mind. But to you, it is not easy. It is overwhelming, and I totally get that. But it doesn't take long for you to understand simple things about it and simple tricks, and then to even to grow and scale on social media because you're leveraging the tools that Instagram has to offer in the right ways. And then you're leveraging tools like freebies and email marketing to just keep your clients and your leads in there and taking them from Instagram to freebie download to email list to next thing, and like keeping them in that cycle, in that environment, in that ecosystem is the word that I was looking for. So yeah, it's never been as easy as it is right now to grow. You just need to know exactly what you're doing and realize that it's not difficult. It's actually more simple. It's about simplifying things and the process. Okay. Yeah, and that is pretty much what I wanted to touch on in this episode. The rebrand was a huge part of that. And one last thing I wanted to touch on that is like, it's okay to change your mind in anything. At least when you're changing your mind, it means that you're moving forward and you're taking action. You're not just staying stuck in one place. And I truly believe in this business that you can't let certain things like, should I rebrand or not? Or, oh, do I like that photo for that post or not? Or that reel could be a little bit better, but it's not. Or this email, I need to add a little bit more to it. No, this business is not for that. This like perfection like that doesn't exist. You're only going to get better at your emails, at your landing pages, at your freebies, at your Instagram posts, at everything if you just get them out there. It truly is about quality content. Now, when you're creating reels, for example, you want to be using the right trending audio with the right amount of uses and, you know, have it a little bit more intentional, especially if you're not just like, if you're not posting three times a day just to get content out, you want to be intentional with the content that you are posting so they really hits with your niche audience. And we're going to dive more into that in the course itself. Another thing that I love that I'm seeing out there right now is the faceless marketing. So all of you who don't feel comfortable with getting your face on, when you think of Instagram, you think of having to go on your story like I do and showing up and talking. You don't have to do that. There are so many incredible creative ways that you can do faceless marketing and you can build an entire brand and no one knows that it's you. And this is happening all over the world all the time already. So in the course, I'll be teaching you more about faceless marketing as well. I have been, not getting this episode done. And I'm so glad that I did. And moving forward, I'm just excited to just show up so consistently. I believe that content is king. When it comes to your online or digital business and brand, you want to be creating content that communicates well with your audience. And, you know, when I launched A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, this podcast grew like fucking wildfire. And I feel like when I got into it, podcasting wasn't near as big of a big thing as it is now. And it just goes to show that like when you have an idea for something or you start something, show up and show up consistently and don't stop. Not if it's something that you have a fire inside of you for. Just keep showing up consistently and keep creating content and keep on learning. Okay? We're all meant to live a rich life, and I truly just don't know that rich means we are spending majority of our time working for somebody who is placing a value on what our time is worth and not getting to do the things we truly love because we're living paycheck to paycheck and you're barely getting any time to spend with your family. And when you do, you're fucking stressed out. take it from me that there are so many different avenues, especially in today's age, to have passive income streams to make a little bit of money. And it doesn't just happen overnight that you're making, you know, $10,000 a month, but it builds over time with that consistency and with you learning new things and then implementing what you learn and moving forward, always moving forward, taking action is going to lead you in the right direction. But staying stagnant and not making any moves and not having any conversations and not learning anything new isn't going to get you anywhere. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So with that, I think that's all. That's first episode of this year. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you in next week's episode of A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free, so that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.